among other things, her own open mic, spoken word and music open mic, one Saturday a month, Saturday morning, for you early birds. Her name is Cheryl Perrault, and she's a wonderful writer and performer, and is doing a lot of interesting things, and she can tell you about them. And Steve is going to be backing her up, as he often does. Please welcome Cheryl Perrault.
Thank you, Ellen. And may I add, happy anniversary to you and Alan, 36 years. Woohoo! And Wake Up and Smell the Poetry isn't that early in the morning. And yes, I'm looking forward to this month. I wear a couple different hats. Thursday night at Amazing Things, doing Round Robin with Steve and Chris Payhood and Tom Smith. And then Wake Up and Smell the Poetry the following week, 16th, featuring Mark Stepakoff and Poets XJ Kennedy, Joan Kimball, Amy Woods, Barb Crane, and Robert Clausen. And then that night, I get to play MC for Ruth Ann Baylor over in Milford for Art Because, for Environmental Causes of Breast Cancer Fundraiser with 16 musicians. He's one of them. Yes. And now I get to be poet and singer as I share this piece called Little Sister. I've performed once before, and it was at the invitation of doing a program with singer-songwriter Barbara Kessler for her song. And I got attached to it after the program was over, so I still want to do it a little bit. And I may ask your help. Oh, little sister, I never thought of this before, how the music we played in our growing up days seemed to shape us, create us, narrate our ways into this daily life. In our teen years, we'd be side by side in our little room where we tried to coexist day and night and fright at our mirror, singing our hearts out to one another some much-beloved Beatles tune like Norwegian Wood. Help me sing. She once met me. She showed me her room. Isn't it good, Norwegian Wood? And do you remember, little sister, those days when we were always singing out loud and strong to some top 40s love of life song that would bind us in those younger years, hearing the words of our life, of our joys and our tears. We were Led Zeppelin's little teenage rock and highway stars on the road in our little blue, way cool car. Although the muffler may have been dragging a little, but we didn't hear because we were singing our way to heaven. Everybody, please, there's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she buying a stairway to heaven. Just one. And later on, when we got more interested in boys than cars and other stuff, we'd pay attention to the songs that would be all about our newfound religion of love. And I'd be singing my heart out while telling you about the new guy I bumped into in the cafeteria at high school, who suddenly was making eyes at me, and how so in love I was so suddenly, how Cupid worked so fast, so deep. And you nodded, yes, yes, indeed, listening, drinking a Diet Mountain Dew. Let me talk on and on like an incessant fool. And then we'd be singing together that song, me and you tell me that you fooled around and fell in love too. In the words of Eldon Bishop, I'm going to chant them. It's very easy. I fooled around and fell in love. Say it three times. I fooled around in love. There's one. I fooled around and fell in love. There's two. One more. I fooled around and fell in love. And Steve Rapson sings the last one. I just said one. I fooled around and fell on in love right through the inevitable breakup. When suddenly my tune changed and I'd sing about love's deep down pain, wailing all of the sad, sad songs we could think about when love has gone wrong. Until I was over another hymn once again. And then there was new freedom inside. You'd sing with me, flying off into the night, driving with my little cars top down, our long, long hair whipping around. Not another sound, but singing free bird, so strong and so loud. Help me and the brave ones put your wings out. I'm as free as a bird now. I'm as free as a bird now. And this bird you cannot change. And this bird you cannot change. This bird you cannot change. One more time. And this bird you cannot change. Thank you, Steve. And little sister, the years have passed by, and I see now how, when we were free as a bird, we began to fly off into our separate lives. And although now we are far apart by miles, I still see your face singing, still see your smiles. And even though you and I have moved on, you have always been with me in spirit. Through these memories and songs. Oh, little sister, in all of these growing up years and all of our happiness and strife, I always had you singing by my side. You kept me flying through day and night and through every place and everything. And just like Bette Midler used to sing, listen to me now, little sister, listen to me as I sing. Dawn's gonna help you as we sing Bette Midler's chorus to Beneath My Wings, right? Sing with Dawn.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I'd like to be. I can fly higher than an eagle.
Put your lighters up.
One more hand, please, for Cheryl Perrault and Steve.